dangerous seasons. In fact, the truth is that we are in the season, we have entered the season of God's judgment. The Bible says that before God, 1,000 years is like a day before God. So you see, when the Bible says the day of the Lord or the judgment day, the Bible is not talking about 24 hours. There's no 24 hours in eternity. The Bible is talking about a season, possibly 1,000 years. So when the Bible says the day of the Lord, or the Bible says judgment day, the Bible is not talking about a certain day. I have heard prophets say the world is going to end on the 27th of March 2020. That is a life on the feet of earth. Because the judgment day is not a day. It is not 24 hours. God doesn't talk from the perspective of men. He talks from perspective of the supernatural, eternal perspective. So you see, when the Bible says judgment day, the Bible is talking about a season. And we have entered that season. How do I know? The occurrences. The Bible says before the end, nations will rise against nations. There will be wars, and there will be rumor of wars. Those things are already happening. Brother will rise against brother. The Bible says, when you see these things happening, know that the end is near. So we are already the end is near. We are already in the season of judgment. God is judging the earth. So you see, I mentioned yesterday, we are not in the season where you beg men to give their lives to Christ. We are in the season where men will begin to run to Jesus because judgment is already upon the earth. So you see, for leaders, that's why we are having this session dedicated to leadership. What do you need to do? What are the strategic things you must give attention to so that your leadership does not expire? Because yes, we are in season. I have seen cases where a church had to close down. Man of God, anointed, called, but you see, he did not structure his ministry. He did not structure his leadership in a way that it will be able to survive this season. We are in deadly seasons. We are in deadly, dangerous times. And so this morning I'll be teaching, by God's grace, by the help of the Holy Spirit, what leaders need to do to survive, strive, and to last through this season. Thank God for yesterday's teaching. We talked about the fear of the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. So ministry entails, or leadership entails, that you understand that you must walk in the fear of the Lord. So generational footprint is about building leaders, those who will reproduce and replicate the impact that you are releasing and that you are receiving from God. So, Psalm 128, verse 6, the Bible says, thou shalt see your children's children. You have been able to produce followers. What do you do to transform followers to become leaders so that your impact will last? That's what we are discussing this morning. We are in trying times, and in a couple of months and years, many leaders will get out. That's the truth. We are in trying times. Some churches will close. Some visions will pack up. Maybe even visions from above. Some visions will pack up. Some leaders will become irrelevant because they have the lack of capacity to understand that we are in a new season. They have refused to accept that there are people that can be like the sons of Issachar, that understand that there are changes in times and seasons. We are in dangerous times. If you do not give attention to the Lord's provision for this season, you will most likely pack up, or you will be a spectator. Your bag of degrees will not be able to help you. Your current influence and affluence will not be able to match what is coming up. We are in deadly times. We are in dangerous seasons. Some governments will become useless. Maybe some presidents will just resign because I can't come and kill myself because of this country. Why? Pressures. I'll show you in scripture. Leaders and ministers who refuse to understand and key into God's strategies for the end time will suffer expiration. They will just expire. Follow me to Luke chapter 21. I will show you something very important. Luke chapter 21, verse 20. And please, I'd like you to listen very carefully. Praise God. Luke 21, verse 20. The Bible says, Okay, Luke chapter 21, verse 20. From verse 20, the Bible talks, begins to talk about how dangerous. Okay, the Bible talks about, and when you see Jerusalem encompassed by armies, know that the end is near, the time of his desolation is near, and the Bible goes on and goes on and goes on and goes on. I'd like you to take me to verse 23. I won't dwell much on from verse 20. Verse 23, the Bible says, tomorrow's session, I'll be talking more about Luke 21 from verse 20, but I'd like to give also give attention to verse 23. Verse 23, Bible says, but woe unto them that are with child. That's in this season. And to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon the people. If you stay in Lagos, maybe you understand a bit. Recently, over the past 2 weeks, there's been distress. The pandemic has kept people shut up, and hunger is chasing them out of their houses. There's been rage, anger. Why? Because of hunger. Well, you know, it's not just about hunger, it's distress. We are in days of distress, anger, pressure. Financial pressure. Financial pressure is making some wives exhibit characters their husband have never seen for years. I met a man some years ago. He told me, my brother, I was a single guy. He said, my brother, hey, you don't know women. You don't know women. If you marry her, finish, just wait. Make she born one. After 2 years, now that time you will know the kind of wife you marry. And I was preparing for my wedding. I said, what kind of a man is this? Is God sending this man to me? I was, no. I discarded it. Because I noticed it was going to punch on my feet. You know, distress. You see wives exhibiting characteristics due to financial pressure. You see bosses. A boss will come into his company because he lacks capacity to pay. You begin to feel and exert anger on all his staff. Say, what is wrong with the guy? There's nothing wrong with him. His problem is pressure. Pressure in the house. Pressure on the road. Last man sees this car. Pressure. We are in days of pressure. The government is pressure. In fact, let me tell you the truth. Right now, Nigerian government is pressure. I'm praying for this government. Because you may begin to see dangerous characters as the year goes by. When dangerous is the Bible says, woe to them. Now this is where leadership comes in. This is a message to leaders. Woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck. The Bible is not talking about children. The Bible is talking about spiritual babies, immature. Woe to the leaders. Now let me use church for an example. Woe to the pastors that gives attention to accumulating spiritual babies. He gives more attention to stealing members. In fact, let me tell you the truth. If you are a member in a church and you were stolen from another church, woe unto you too. Because if you are a spiritually matured believer, you cannot be stolen from a church. A pastor cannot steal you. One of the signs that makes you know that you are being in church for years, but you are still a spiritual baby, is that one pastor that is also spiritually blind was able to wind you to live where God planted you and join his own church. He stole you. So you are a commodity. You are stealing. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, woe to pastors that accumulate spiritual babies. And for years, his spiritual children have remained sucklings. They have not been growing. The Bible says, woe to them. Leaders who specialize in heaping congregation without growing them will suffer woe in this end time. Leaders who find pleasure in stealing members from other churches will suffer woe. Any church or leader or ministry that is surrounded with spiritual babies will suffer setback in this end time. There's enough problem in the world that the church needs to fix. We shouldn't have babies in the church. Your team as a leader in this end time, your team must not be full of immature people. I used to tell ministry staff and those that work with me, it is better that we are few and we have capacity than to be many and we are a problem to ourselves and to the nations. We can fulfill ministry that way. It is better that we are few and we carry capacity to deliver God's agenda to the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. Jesus needed just 12 disciples. One messed up, he couldn't hinder his ministry. I'm not against this. So, woe to them that are with babies and softness. Woe to leaders who refuse to give attention to building their team to gain capacity. We are in dangerous seasons. We are in seasons where it is dangerous to remain a spiritual baby. Let me put it straight to you. In fact, let us go. So, what? There are a few things that God revealed to me concerning this end time. The Lord told me clearly, and I say it with all sense of understanding. The current global pandemic is an introduction. Something bigger is coming on the world. I'm not saying this to puncture your faith or to cause fear. I can't be causing fear. There's already enough fear in the world. Okay? But I'm saying this for the sake of caution. What the world is presently going through is an introduction. More is coming, but something bigger is coming on the world. So you see, we are in the city. I'm going to be using this morning session. I'm not going to take much of your time. I'm going to use this morning session to teach you what leaders need to do. What you should be doing now is preparing for what is coming. Not gallivanting in your misdeeds. In fact, let me tell you the truth. The days ahead of us are days that we see between genuine leaders and fake leaders. That's the truth. Because there will be distress, and the distress will increase. So what do you need to do as a leader to remain influential in leadership at this time? That's what I'll be teaching you now. What must you do when in a new season? The Bible said the sons of Issachar understood times and seasons. And they always knew what is your Lord to do. What does Israel need to do? What does the Church of God need to do? What do you need to do as a leader in ministry? What does your company need to do in order to ensure? Immediately this lockdown is over. In fact, before the lockdown is over, some employees may be receiving their sacrifice. What do we need to do? What do we need to do as leaders? Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. On verses 1, the Bible says, the Lord will exalt his mountain above all hills and all nations, and all nations, his mountain above all hills, and all nations will flow again. That's what the Bible says. In verse 3, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, what does the Bible say? And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways. We are in seasons where people will be running to church. You will not need to do a lot of publicity because there will be enough distress in the world. And the church or your ministry or your team is not supposed to be bending to those pressures. Instead, we are supposed to be doing something, and that's what Isaiah chapter 2 verse 3 says. Because people will begin to seek refuge, comfort, shelter, and they must find it in the church. You see those pastors that love gimmicks, miraculous gimmicks, they will pay people, and they will handle from bow leg, they will pay the woman to change her leg from bow leg to kill leg. You know those gimmicks, they will die out. Those pastors will begin to fade out. Because people know gimmicks, and they will begin to seek genuine followers, genuine leaders, genuine servants of God. So what must you do to ensure that Zion will be planted in your place and then your place will be the place to come to? The Bible says, and many people will go and say, come in, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us. Somebody say, teach us. What will they be doing? He will teach us of his ways and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Out of Zion we go for the law. Out of Zion we go for the law. So people will be seeking the law. People will be seeking teachers. He said he will teach us of his ways. My God, I earn 250,000 per month. A friend will tell his friend, my God, I earn 250,000 per month. I cannot save one naira. Everything in the market has increased. Financial pressure. I need to do something. Where can I find it? Where the law is. So Mount Zion will be dishing out the law. Financial intelligence principles. Health intelligence. Am I making sense? Investments. Strategies. Spiritual tenacity. Leadership principles. The Bible says he will teach us his ways. Out of Zion will go forth the law. And the word of the law. My father in law said, the time has come where kings will begin to seek genuine prophets. I believe it is that time. Why? Because the law will go forth from Zion. Give attention to teaching ministry. That's the secret for leadership. There are fivefold ministries: the ministry of the apostle, the ministry of the prophet, the ministry of the evangelist, the ministry of the pastor, and the ministry of the teacher. What ministry are you calling to, man of God? I'm talking to leaders. In fact, some men of God, they are forgotten their ministry. The only ministry they do now is signs and wonders ministry. Miracle ministry. There's no miracle ministry in the Bible of ministry. The miraculous is a backup that follows any of the ministries of the calling. If an apostle, miracles follow you. If you walk in the apostolic ministry, if you're a prophet, you focus on your prophetic ministry, miracles, signs, and wonders will follow. If you're an evangelist, woo! Evangelize even in the core villages, miracles will follow your ministry. If you're a pastor, pastor diligently. Cater and care for the sheep. Miracles are a risk. It is not your responsibility to chase miracles. Stop it. It's an error. And if you are a teacher, teach the word with all sense of clarity. Miracles will follow you. Philip thought he was a deacon. Acts chapter 8. By divine coincidence, he discovered that he had the grace to teach. He taught the eunuch. After the teaching, he disappeared. Somebody said miracle. Miracles follow you when you plant yourself in the ministry God has called you. Stop jumping from pillar. Stop imitating other leaders. It is not your responsibility. Stop being a copycat. That's why you have been suffering in ministry. There are fivefold ministries. The office of the pastor and the office of the teacher are called establishing ministries. These are the ministries that establish people. These are the ministries that make people strong. These are the ministries that make sure that whatever the apostle brings in, whatever the evangelist wins into the kingdom, they are established. I like to see it with all this, with all sense of understanding and gratitude to God. This end time, we need more teachers than any other ministry. I'm not saying that every other ministry is not relevant. Right now, the Bible says, woe to they that are with suckling and with child. Divine credit to those who will be teachers to ensure that sucklings do not remain sucklings and babies do not remain babies. They grow to maturity. So we need more teachers so that they will teach us of his ways. Isaiah 2 verse 3. So that we will walk in his paths. For out of Mount Zion will go forth the law through the teaching ministry. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem through the teaching ministry. Leaders, give attention to capacity building. Stop heaping mediocre Christians around you. In fact, personally, as a minister of the gospel, definitely I don't chase people away from me. But any believer who refuses to grow will understand with time that he can't get close. Am I making sense? Because the more I become You see, as a leader, you become better effective when you have the right people around you, not when you have more people around you. If effectiveness will be obvious, you need the right people, not many people. What the cases? Our churches are mostly full of spiritual babies. How many people do we have in church today? Five. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. How many people be 78? Oh, praise God. Leave Allah, spiritual babies. What about how many brethren are growing spiritual? And if there are more new people, fine. Give attention to establishing them in the faith. You see, there's a people between establishing them in your church and establishing them in the faith. We are talking about capacity to stay, remain in God's kingdom. Not just to be deceiving you that they are in your church. Am I making sense? Give attention to the teaching ministry. Zion is the place of teachers. Zion is ordained to produce laws for this end time. A time has come when other religions will be flooding into the church. Why? Teachers of your ways. Hallelujah. People will hold on to your clothes and say, I need to follow you to the champions from the gathering of champions, that I will receive the Lord. Give attention to the teaching ministry. Stop closing your churches. Your church is not Sunday tonic. Let your doors be open on Monday. If you have young people in your church, ask yourself as a leader, what are the greatest challenges of young people? Wow, I can tell you something. Young people have a challenge with the relationship. What? Do you know how many young people in your church that are messing around? And they are Christians. They are the ones playing keyboard, singing. Oh my God. So we lift up, teach them. Why are they messing up the relationship? Because they lack the basic knowledge. Pastor, you are too carrying the way with that and often. It's good. That's not the only thing to do. Give attention to the most important things. Fix the lives of the people. Teach them. Some years back, one or two young people in our ministry, some years back, it doesn't happen again, and I give God praise. One or two young people in our ministry started exhibiting funny characteristics. In fact, at the time, two of them had experienced some very dirty behavior. And when I confronted them, that's my responsibility. My wife, come here. Why are you doing this? Why? Male and female, why are you doing this? They said, no, there's no problem. We have agreed to get married. I have agreed to get married. It's just an agreement. You are not supposed to be doing this. In fact, I didn't wait for them. I got to understand that if they could tell me that we have agreed to be married, that means they didn't understand. They thought maybe that's what their pastors have been teaching them before they came to our ministry. They thought that if we have agreed to marry and our parents already know, we can sleep with each other. That was their orientation. So I told my wife, I said, we have more work to do. If these two people could feel and they went ahead and they could tell me boldly that, Pastor, we felt that since we have agreed to get married, we could be testing each other. This is a matter of testing, amen. I said, my wife, this is one. There could be more people around us that have this same mentality. We have to give more attention to the teaching ministry concerning sex, relationship, courtship, and preparation for marriage. And that's what we're doing. We have seen the post. So you see, when there are issues in the lives of the people on your team, your congregation, it is because you are not giving more time to teach in those areas. The Bible says the law. Thank God, the Bible uses the law to ensure all that. The law concerning relationship, the law concerning marriage. If you have divorces in your church, you need to give attention to the law concerning preserving marriage and marital values. If you want to build capacity in your congregation, you want to build leaders, generational fruitfulness, That even if you don't come, let's say God calls you to the mountain for 4 weeks and you are not around, nothing will happen. Why? You are built in leader. Some pastors are scared to leave the church on Sunday. I'm telling you, they can't. No, they can't afford it. This will go away. Why? Why? You are not the church. Build leaders. Build men that can stand even if they are no more with you. Stop accumulating babies and relaxing in a congregation that is full of suffering. Let me draw your attention to something. Thank God for Moses. All the depths of the wisdom of God we draw deep from the story of Moses in the Bible. But you see, what God told Moses in the beginning was not what happened at the end. God, I have chosen you to go and deliver my people from Egypt. You will leave them. Moses did not finish the assignment. Why? The people he was leading, there was a problem. Moses led millions of people for about or almost 40 years. Throughout that time, they did not understand the depth of the vision God gave them. They, in fact, there were points they told Moses, we don't want to talk to your God, come and talk to him, come and talk to us. About the pieces. The problem was that along the line, they did not generate the capacity. There was no replication of the capacity that was in Moses into the life of the people. And you see, woe to the man that bears sucklings and babies, they will pull down his ministry. Labor in the teaching ministry. At the beginning of the year, on our site, www.returnglobal.org, there's a post I made at the beginning of the year, our ministry note for this year. I talked about 8 areas you must labor this year in order for a full harvest in life and ministry. One of the areas is to labor in teaching. Let your team receive teachings. Build capacity as a leader. You are not in leadership. The test of your leadership is in what happens to your team when you are not around. Build a team. Build a congregation, no matter how large, that can stand even when you are not around. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I command you to go and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you. It is the word that you teach that builds the people. Let there be teaching for your people. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2a. He said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Teach the people. If you have business people in your church, let them be business meetings. Oga, if you're a teacher, if you're a pastor, and when you read your Bible, you have business people in your church, and you read your Bible, you don't see business principles. You need to ask God to open your eyes. Sunday services are not only meant to speak in tongues. If the baptism of the Holy Spirit that happens in your church on Sunday does not empower the business people to be better in their business, Oga, you have a long way to go in this your pastoral ministry. As a leader, your responsibility is to produce leaders in every other land. Our ministry dedicates attention to raising champions. Who is a champion? A champion is a man that wins all the battles of his life. A champion is a man that in his business is winning. In his marriage is winning. In his finances is doing well. Am I making sense? In his spiritual life, he is overcoming temptations. Am I making sense? In every area, that is your responsibility to raise champions. Build people that will survive this season. And how do you do that? Open your doors for teaching. Set up teaching. Set up. Set up. If they'll come in form of seminars, fine. Conferences, fine. Spiritual meetings, fine. Teach the people. I have met pastors. The only thing they do is revival program. And go and check what the revival program does. The revival program is to generate funds. That's all. At the end of the revival program, one for building project. What is wrong with you? Build people. The people are the ones that will build the structure. Build people. Give attention to raise people. The Lord shall come out of Zion. It is Zion that is unshakable. It is Zion that enforces generational fruitfulness. It is Zion that will last. Why? Because it is generational. And so if the work in your hand is going to stand the pressures of this season, it must be planted like Zion, where the Lord comes from. Whether convenient or not, teach the people God's word. Open up your church on Tuesdays. If your church is planted where market people are, do meetings for market people. Meet the people's needs. That's why we're in ministry. Ministry is serving God and serving people. If you have widows in your church, set up meetings to help them. Many of them go through financial challenges. Set up meetings that will help them. To set up small businesses, other financial freedom. Set up. So you are not only called to lay hand and legs on people. Praise God. Give attention to capacity development. Are you a father or a mother? You are a leader. Teach your children. That is part of your ministry. Let me say this. Every believer that has a family, you have children, you have a ministry. Let me put it to you. When you wake up in the morning, you see your wife, you see your husband, you see your children, that is your first ministry. Release capacity into your children. So that when they leave home and they're in school, they're on campus, and they come across nudity, cultism, sexuality, pornography, because they have been built, they can stand. One of the reasons I have seen pastors, leaders, elders, if you see their children, back up, nothing to write them about. Why? They were not built at home. And you can't leave the work of the father for the pastor. It's not possible. How many cases? Build. If you are a parent, you have a ministry. Give attention to teaching your children. I talked about this yesterday. I know that from today, you will no longer remain the same in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be praying for you as a leader, pastor, evangelist, apostle, prophet, teacher. Parent, leader in business, in the corporate world, leader of organizations, I'm going to be praying for you before I round up this one. But I want to remind you, the strength of your leadership is not in what happens when you're around, it's in what happens when you're not around. And the sustainability of your leadership values is in continuity after you are gone. I have seen people who set up industries and at their age, they are full of fear because it is before their eyes that if I go, this company goes down. We are not called to build structures around ourselves. We are called to build structures that will outlive us. May God, as a minister of gospel, God does not bring men and women into your lives just for you to receive tithes and offerings and for you to feel good and for you to call yourself daddy. Everybody is calling you daddy and mommy. That is not the aim. The aim is that they are brought into your life so that they can become, you can help them become what they are meant to be. Dedicate your strength into ensuring that people become what they are. A long time ago, I made a vow to heaven and to earth and to hell and to all around me and me myself that nobody will get close to me without experiencing remarkable progress. It is a vow that every leader must make. And so I'm going to be making a few announcements that will help you before I pray for you. I run a mentoring scheme. It is called Digi-Daily Mentoring Scheme. It's going to be featured up very soon. With Digi-Daily Mentoring Scheme, people have young people, not this one now. With Digi-Daily Mentoring Scheme, leaders, by God's grace, I use that platform to mentor pastors, business people, fathers, parents, and young people generally on growing and building capacity. If you know that God is laying on your hearts that you hook up with us to have access to personal mentoring, please go online. There's one for the daily mentoring. What's wrong? Go online and fill the form. Hook up. It's on www.returnglobal.org/DDMS. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It is before this one. You talk Holy Ghost like man, you wake up. It is before this one. The Daily Mentoring Scheme is a platform I use to mentor people beyond this location. We have a series of platforms on business dynamics, business success, spiritual building, spiritual tenacity, leadership capacity, financial intelligence, relationship. In fact, I have quite, by God's grace, I and my wife have quite a number of people in relationship preparing for marriage. And by God's grace, we are helping them to keep the bed on the fire and prepare to build a home that will last. If you know that God is calling you to hook up with us, it is free of charge. There are no charges. Well, there may be need for one or two resources for you to get later on, and also at discounted prices. That's one of the advantages of the Daily Mentoring Scheme. Please hook up online, www.returnglobal.org/DDMS. Fill the form, and I will personally, or one of my personal assistants will get in touch with you, and then your mentorship will continue. I have a book here called Gaining Spiritual Speed. This is my latest book. This book was published early this year, February, I believe. Every leader needs this book. Every believer that wants to grow needs this book. Anyone that wants to stop speaking, you're an elder in the church, but you know that the devil is whooping your life, you need this book. I gave my life to Christ on campus. I left cultism to be with the Lord and take on the work of ministry. And one of the things I enjoyed is rapid spiritual growth. And I've discussed the principles that the Lord used to help me grow spiritually. I keep growing spiritually in this book. It is available online. You can get it. But because of Garden of Champions, I'm giving this book out to anyone that can support our ministry work with any amount. This book is actually cost 2,000 naira online. But anyone that will support our ministry work, we are an evangelistic ministry, we are an itinerary ministry, a missions ministry. Anyone that supports our ministry work with any amount that God lays on your heart, I will send this book to that person free of charge. So for whatever amount, get on our website www.returnglobal.org. You see more information about it. Or call our ministry line 081-7047813. It will be up. You can get in touch with us, and then or you send us a chat after this broadcast. Finally, before I pray, we run Reed Leadership Academy, our training arm, the training arm of our ministry, where we give training to leaders. We have a yearly leadership calendar where we train leaders. One of the things that is unique about Real Leadership Academy is that you do not need to be in Makurdi, Benue in order to be trained. Our training is online and also by correspondence. You can call in or visit our ministry website to get more information concerning the ministry, or send us an email. I feature the email. The email will feature readlead@gmail.com. Send us an email requesting for training for yourself or for your ministry group or for your leadership group or for your media group or for your business group. One of the things we train on in Leadership Academy is entrepreneurship. Call us and we'll be glad to make sure that we help you and your team to become all that God has called you to be. I'll be praying for you. If you're a leader, a parent, a leader in ministry, in business, in career, whatever form, in politics, I just like you to stretch forth your hand to the screen. I did not say touch the screen.
You don't need to touch the screen. Just stretch out your hand. I'll be praying for you. Before I pray, I'd like you to pray for yourself. I'd like you to discuss with God, what are your most pressing needs? What are your greatest challenges in ministry? Your greatest challenges in leadership? Is it equipping the people? Is it in fact some leaders? Just discuss with God. Lord, this is my greatest challenge. I've seen leaders that have an issue with immorality. I'd like you to pray for yourself. Lord, deliver me. This thing can cripple your leadership. Lord, these are my issues. These are the means. Is it financially? Have you been trusting God for finances for the ministry? I don't know what the need is. I feel a burning in my heart to pray for you, and that this prayer, this synergy of faith will pull you through. Have you been having issues with physical sickness? You have a sickness in your body that has been hindering your leadership dynamics. It has been hindering. Have you been having issues? Have you been having issues with your leaders in the church? I want you to pray for yourself. Lord, I connect with grace this morning. I want you to pray for yourself. Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. These are my issues. This is my problem. Deliver me from mediocrity. Have you been having issues? You've been in ministry for years and there's been very little results. I want to pray for you. I'd like you to open my Lord, help me from today. Let me begin to assess new dimensions of ministerial and leadership growth. Please pray for yourself. Lean on by a Please open your mouth and pray for yourself. Lord, from here, let me begin to soar on the wings of leadership dimensions. Lord, new realms of leadership capacity. Help me to focus my attention. Pray for yourself. Lord, on building the team, the children, the wife that you've given unto me. Help me to build my team. Help me to give attention to the teaching ministry. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I've been praying for you, Father. Thank you. I pray for every leader, corporate leaders, business leaders, pastors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, teachers, politicians, administrators, leaders in your church, believers in strategic positions, with all manner of issues. I decree a deliverance in the name of Jesus. The Lord is laying on my heart that there are certain leaders presently online watching me that you have issues with consistency in righteousness. If you're a leader, you know you're not been living a life that pleases God. I just like you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, be merciful to me. I return to you today. Have mercy on me. Wash me clean. I return to you today. Make me genuinely useful in your hand. Deliver me from sin and the world and everything that truncates my leadership capacity. In Jesus' name. Please stretch out your hand to the screen. I did not say touch it, just stretch out. As God's servant, I decree today for every leader an end comes to mediocrity. An end comes to stagnation. An end comes to shame. An end comes to struggles. There's a leader listening to me. You have a health challenge. You're always feeling pain in your stomach, sharp pain. You're a lady, you're a woman, sorry. You're a woman, you're a pastor. You're always having pain in your stomach. I decree that pain is gone. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every leader listening to me. Anything incapacitating your calling today, heaven swallows them up in the name of Jesus. I pray for fresh grace. I pray for vision with precision. I pray for clarity of sight to know what to do in this season. There are churches that feel that this lockdown is a setup. It's not a setup, it is a wake-up call. I pray that from today, the Lord begins to open your eyes to new dimensions in ministry. I pray for new open doors of ministry across the nations of the earth.
I pray for missionaries in rural areas, missionaries in various fields in the continents of the nation and the nations of the earth. I pray for open doors of favor. I pray for provision. I pray for precision. I pray for new order of alignment. I pray for healing. I pray that from today, heaven releases finances and resources. I pray for partners that will stand with you to support and encourage you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that from today you begin to have new order of proofs. Proof, ministerial proof, leadership proof, in the name of Jesus. Finally, I pray that from today you begin to access new dimensions of leadership capacity, leadership confidence, leadership courage and boldness. New dimensions to take up what God has called you to do. The spirit of boldness and courage to take up the body and to run with the vision and not be tired. Thank you, Lord. It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, before you go, please, if there's a need for us to help you in your ministry work with trainings, equipment, materials, please put up the ministry contact. Go to our website or send me an email or put a call through. Our contacts are being featured. We'll be glad to ensure that that's one of the things that God has called us to do, to build leaders in every strata, every sphere of influence. If you know that there's a need for us to partner with you to help you with materials, teachings, trainings, whichever way, or personally in the area of mentorship, or you need a word of prayer, or you need a commitment, please reach us. I have no doubt in my heart that from today you have entered into a new level of leadership mastery. Your life will never remain the same. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Please join me for the evening session by 4 p.m. online. And I know that what God has done for you. Before that time, you have a testimony. And then for that, God will bless us. God bless you. We love you. My name is Pastor David Ibidola Iwaju. God bless you. I'll see you again. Bye. I just let that one out.